So you had Shloisha, there were three people that Umdaloi Hachama. You had Yeshua ben Nun, you had Moshe Rabbeinu, and you had Nachdima ben Gurion. So this Gemara is a Gemara right here. It's also a Gemara in Mesechtes Tainis, Daf Chof Amar Aleph. The Lashon HaGemara in Mesechtes Tainis is Shloisha Nokta Lohen Chama. There were three people that the Chama shone for them. Shloisha Nokta Lohen Chama. The Shagas Aryeh in his Gvur Sari, Mesechtes Tainis, Daf Chof Amar Aleph, makes the Gevalda Gediak. He says that you would have thought, let's talk about Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua Ben Nun. The miracles that they performed were not personal miracles for themselves. It was for Klal Yisrael. These were miracles that they performed. Yeshua Ben Nun entering the land. Moshe Rabbeinu were fighting against Sichon Melech HaMoiri. Right? Sichon Melech HaMoiri was a very powerful king. The Gemara says in Mesechtes Nida that Sichon Melech HaMoiri and Og Melech HaBashan were brothers. The Goyin said that, what was the significance? The significance was that Hine Matoivu Manoyim Sheves Achra, who cares that they were brothers? Because Hine Matoivu Manoyim Sheves Achim Gam Yocha, when brothers band together, they have a tremendous koyach. And that's why they were so successful, because they were brothers, they were Achim, and they had the koyach of Sheves Achim Gam Yocha. And the Goyin says that's why they were only able to be defeated by Klal Yisrael, who were also being led by brothers, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon HaKohen. So Moshe and Aharon, who were brothers, they had the same koyach of Hine Ma Toivu Manoim Sheves Achim Gam Yocha. They were able to come together and defeat Sich. So these were big miracles that happened on behalf of Klal Yisrael. But the Lashon HaGemara says the Shagas Aryeh, Shloisha Nokta Lohem Chamo. And says the Shagas Aryeh, the emphasis is that even though they were acting on behalf of Klal Yisrael, it wasn't Klal Yisrael's schos. It was their personal schos. Moshe Rabbeinu had the koyach. It was his schus atzmi to get the sun to stop and not to set. And the same was true with Yeshua ben Nun as well. Meaning, so good, the chamina was the schus of Klal Yisrael. That's this diuk. Shloisha nokta lemachama ad kan divrei haktoishim shal Shagas Aryeh. That's what the Shagas Aryeh said. So I'm just going to tell you something interesting. The Rashi Chochma, Rav Meir Simcha, in an absolute classic nifladiga piece, in his Akdama to Sefer Shmois. So he talks about Nevuas Moshe. So the Akdama to Meshach Chochma and Sefer Shmois, it's several pages long. It's Afoichba v'Afoichba the Kulaba. There's so much there. I mean, it's not easy reading. You have to sit down and really harve a little bit. But he says a this phenomenal Yesodus there. But the context, he's discussing Nevuas Moshe. And we all know the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'gam b'cho yaminu lo'olam. Hashem said that Klal Yisrael will always believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. There'll never be a time where Klal Yisrael won't believe in Nevuas Moshe. V'gam b'cha, another Navi, maybe yeah, maybe no. But Nevuas Moshe is v'gam b'cha yaminu leilam. You know, we always speak out the tzlach. The Gemara says in Masechtes Brachos, Daf Dalid, Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that we say in Oz Yosher, Ad Yaver Amcha Hashem, Ad Yaver Amzu Kanisa. Ad Yaver Amcha Hashem, this is the first time Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. Ad Yaver Amzu Kanisa, this is the second time Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. We can't Amru Chachamim. From the fact that in the same pasuk we mentioned the first time Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, the second time they entered Eretz Yisrael, Makish Birishayin Elabiyashniyah. And therefore, Ruin Hoy Yisrael, Liyasaslam Nesbi Me Ezra, Kiderach Shanaslam Yeshua Benut. There should have been a Hekish. And just like Hashem split the sea the first time Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, Hashem should have performed those types of miracles when they went up again, be made. Why didn't it happen? It's a pella. We know the Rambam says that anytime a Navi says a Nevuah Toiva, it has to happen. A Nevuah Ra, maybe yeah, maybe not. But a Nevuah Toiva has to happen. It has to. It always plays itself out. So if Moshe Rabbeinu already sang Shira, Oz Yashem Moshe, we're coming full circle. Moshe Rabbeinu already said, Ad Yaver Am Chashem, Ad Yaver Am Zukanisa. That means it was already Nevuah Toiva that when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael in the times of Bayesheni, Hashem was going to perform miracles. So if there was a Nevuah Toiva that Hashem was going to perform miracles, who cares Gar Machet? I thought a Nevuah Toiva has to happen. Says the Noid of Yidden Slach right here in Brachos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. He says, Adovin Nifla. What's the reason that when a Navi says a Nevuah Toiva, it has to happen? Says the Rambam, Kideshati Bachin Navi, because otherwise you never know if a Navi's emes. A Navi's going to say Nevuah, and then it's not going to play itself out, so now you're going to come home. He is emes, he's not going to know. You're going to have issues. You're going to have sveikis. So Kadesh HaTibachin HaNavi, it had to play itself out. Nevuah Ra, says the Rambam, is not so wichtig, because you'll have the Bechina with the Nevuah Toivah. But the point is, Kadesh HaTibachin HaNavi, that's why the Nevuah has to play itself out. But Nevuah's Moshe, there was no such concern, says the Noid of Yehuda. Why not? Because Hashem already said, V'gam b'choy aminu lo'ilam. So there was never going to be a Sufik in Nevuas Moshe. If there was never going to be a Sufik in Nevuas Moshe, he doesn't need any Bechinois. Oh, he doesn't need any Bechinois. You don't need the Kadesh HaTibachin HaNavi. So Moshe Rabbeinu, counterintuitively, every other Navi's Nevuah Taiva had to happen. But Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah Taiva didn't have to happen. Why? It was mitzad reiv malosai, because there was a haftacha of the gam b'chay aminu loyim. That's why you didn't have to work. That's the tzlach in Noid Yehuda, in Brachis, Daftal, Ramad Aleph, v'hadvarim atikin. It says, Ramei Simch, I have a problem with this whole idea of the gam b'chay aminu loyim. How's that possible? What would have happened if Chalila, that's Meshachach Mizloshin, Chalila, Moshe Rabbeinu would have made mistakes. He would have done averus. Would Klai Yisrael still believe in Moshe? No. They wouldn't have believed him in anymore. The Gam B'chay Aminu Loilam means that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to go down as a legend. He's going to go down as Rabbeinu, as Moshe Rabbeinu. L'chura, that's all good. Hotenach if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to do the right thing. But what would happen if Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't do the right thing anymore? Then l'chura, at that point, you're not supposed to believe in Nevuas Moshe. It's a freak. How could Hashem have said V'gam b'chay aminu lo'olam? Isn't Moshe Rabbeinu a Baal Bechira? So Rabbi Simcha said Vaistois from this pasuk V'gam b'chay aminu lo'olam, that Hashem took away the Bechira from Moshe. And at that point, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to be Mekabel Torah Misinai, at that point Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a Baal Bechira anymore. And because he wasn't anymore a Baal Bechira, it's for that reason you didn't have any more the V'gam b'chay. That's why it was possible to say V'gam b'chay aminu lo'olam, because there was no tzad, there was no suffix that anything was ever going to happen with Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Ramei Simcha, even though the tachlis of a person is to have Bechira, because let's be honest, if we don't have Bechira, we're no different than an animal and an inanimate object that's just doing what it's programmed to do. The whole Yisoy, tachlis, kol ha-yitzira, everything, the purpose of the Bria, like Ramchal writes in his Svarim, is that we should have Bechira and we should be Boicher B'Tayim. We should be Boicher B'Chayim. That's the whole purpose. But says Ramei Simcha, that's true. We're brought on this world to overcome our Yetzahara and to fight. To work with our free will. But you wonder what the real end game is? The real end game, says Ramei Simcha, is to overcome your Bechira and to become so kadosh that it's not even possible for you to do an Aver. Listen to his Lashon. In Kain ze ikr tachlis ha-anushi. You wonder what the tachlis is? Hashleimus hayoyser ha-efshari. This is the top of the mountain. That what? A person should come to the point she yibotel ha-bechira. And kein zeh ikr tachlis ha-bria l'zachich ha-choymer ad she yoshuv besoroi gam beruchni ulekli chizoyen bechvoid alikim kamesha kasev umibsoroi echsa alikim. We're coming full circle. Sunday we learned the Gemara with Rapinchas Ben Yar. Rapinchas Ben Yar had his madregas of zrizos, maybe the days of heroes, etc., etc. What was the spitz on the Gemara? And avaydu zorat afchal from idbez. One man number says it's chassidus. Another man number says it's Anova. But the Ramchal in Mesilas Yesharim says, what's the shpitz? It's Kedusha. And how does he describe Kedusha? A person has to remove himself from Olam Hazeh. You don't do Averis. You don't even have a taiva to do Averis. You don't even do things that you're allowed to do. Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutalach. Nikios Tahaira. Each one is another nuance. You remove yourself further and further and further from Olam Hazeh. Says the Ramchal, when a person removes himself from this world as much as possible, what happens? What happens is Hashem is Mekadeshim. And the little bit of Gashmias that he still has, because he is a boss of Adam, that's inevitable from that, becomes Kaddosh, so that even his Gashmias becomes Ruchnias. It's exactly this idea. Shneim Nischav Meludov Erecha. He says, that's Koyhanim Oichlem Ubailem Mischapim, because Achilas Koyhanim becomes like Achilas Mizbech. Because his Bosser becomes Ruchni. Ikir tachlis abriel lezake chachoyim, says Ramei Simcha, ad sheyoshev besorei gam l'ruchim. Either way, says Ramei Simcha, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be this way. The reason he had to be this way is because he was the one that was mekabel the Torah. The Torah is Torah's Moshe, and it had to come from someone that was perfect. Perfect meaning that he was even able to overcome his Bechira. Says, if that's the case, Yeshua ben Nun must have been Zaycha to this as well. Has to be he was Zaycha to this. Because the Gemara says in a bunch of places that the last eight psukim of the Torah, who wrote? Yeshua ben Nun wrote. This is a Gemara in Makis Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph, that the parish of Ir Miklot was written by who? It was contributed by Yeshua ben Nun. If Yeshua ben Nun is a contributor to the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu, because he contributed to the Torah, had to come to this Madrega where he overcame his... So Yeshua ben Nun must have been on the same Madrega as well. He says, that's what's happening in the Gemara, Adam Chav Beis Amad Beis. Umbali Chatu Yisrael, like Nitin Lehem Elech HaMishay Chum Shei Torah, the Sefer Yeshua Bavad. The other Nevi'im Aksum he wouldn't have had. So the reason is, Pasha, because it's all Musar, it's all Teichacha, so if you, because we did Averis, you need Sefer Yirmiyahu, you need Sefer Yeshayahu, you need all these far. But had we not done Averis, the Bino Sefer Chagai is by Yesheni, right? What would we need? So Zokti Gemara, Umbali Chatu Yisrael, all we would have is Chamisha Chum Shei Torah, the Sefer, but why would we have Sefer Yeshua? Zakr Meisim, because Yeshua Benun was different. Yeshua Benun was like Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua Benun was from the Moshe Torah. And even Sefer Yeshua has a little bit of Chashivas of that, because it's coming from a Moser, from someone who's on this madriga, so to speak. The bottom line is Moshe Rabbeinu Yeshua Ben Nun got to the point where they overcame their teva. Says Rav Meir Simcha, that's why we find that Moshe Rabbeinu Yeshua Ben Nun were able to manipulate the teva. They could do whatever they wanted with the teva. Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, was able to get the sun not to set. Yeshua Ben Nun was able to do the same thing because they were misgaber al tivam. That's why they had complete control, complete shlita. They became people that weren't even Bali Bechira anymore. Either way, that's what gave them their koyach.